We're reading in the book Zohar for All, portion Bereshit, Genesis, article Let Us Make Man, item 414. You can download this book from Kabbalah.info. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Again, Zohar for All, portion Bereshit, Genesis, article Let Us Make Man, item 414.
No, we are facing the source of the light. How to open it for ourselves, towards us, according to the law of equivalence of form. This law says that there must be matching and a connection between the receiver and the bestower. The bestower is bestowing. How does the receiver receive what the bestower give him? Only under the condition that what he receives will serve him in accordance with the desire of the bestower. Then there will be a connection. So I, as the desire to receive, must arrange myself towards the light that will form, the abundance, doesn't matter for what reception. When I want to receive something, doesn't matter what, I must turn myself in this reception in a way according to the desire of the bestower. Then he would open up the abundance for me. Meaning my intention has to be bestow. Because the upper one wants me to reach bestow, to be like him. To start with, to adhesion even. How can I arrange my desire so that for sure it will be a desire to reach bestow? Hence there was the breaking, when I can long from the opposite state, from the state of reception and concern only for self, to a state when I'm connecting with others, and in this connection I can express some kind of my inclination to bestow. To the extent that I'm willing to connect with the others, to the extent that I'm willing to be as one with the others, meaning to lose my ego, my personality, individualism along the way, to that extent, I am expressing my desire to be a bestower. And then if I express my desire to be bestower sufficiently, then the abundance come, meaning the light that reforms, and perform the act. Hence it turns out that our work is in preparation for the reception of the abundance. The book of Zohar, just as its names indicate, so its content, meaning entirely some source of all the powers of correction, all the powers of the feeling. Meaning, if I'm intended to receive anything from it, then I need to prepare myself through the group, through the chibur, through annulment, through appreciation of bestow and appreciation of the group and that kli, that so that the Zohar would affect me, will bestow upon me. Well, let's try.
Item 414. And God said, "Let us make man." The Creator said means He extended to the lower ones, who come from the side of the upper ones, the name in the number Adam, the name Memhei, 45. The upper ones are Yesud, who have only two lines, right and left, in Cholam and Shuruk, which are Mi'ele, and which are concealed. The lower ones are Zon, who have the Masach Dechirik, the Masach of the name Ma, Memhei, at the level of Chasadim, that comes out on that Masach. It decides between the right and left of Yeshut, and Yeshut open from the concealing, and three Mochin Chabad come out in them. Three come out of one. Because of it, the Zon are awarded those Mochin too, because the lower one is rewarded with the full measure that it causes in the upper one. It was said, one is rewarded with three. This is the lower ones who come from the side of the upper ones. In and of themselves, Zon are unfit for Mochin. But because they caused the elicitation of Mochin above, in Yeshut, they were also rewarded with them. This is why it is considered that the Mochin of Zon come from the upper ones and not from themselves. As the Mochin of Zon were emanated from Yeshut, the soul of Adam HaRishon is emanated from Zon. Once Zon received the Mochin from Yeshut and from Abba Ve'ima, and rise to them and clothe, they become completely equal to the degree of Abba Ve'ima and Yeshut. At that time, they emanate to Adam HaRishon by all those ways that Abba Ve'ima emanated them, since now Zon are considered upper ones and the soul of Adam as the lower ones. Hence, first Zon were diminished as Yeshut, lowering the letters Eileh to the soul of Adam. Then they raised them back to their degree, and the soul of Adam HaRishon rose with them. As with Yeshut, so now in Zon, two lines were made, right and left, Mi Eileh, whose lights were concealed. Now, Adam HaRishon has the Masach of the point of Chirik, which is the Masach of the name Ma, deciding between the two lines of Zon and opening them from their concealment. To the extent that the soul of Adam HaRishon caused new Mochin in Zon, he too is rewarded with them. It follows that the elicitation of the Mochin to the soul of Adam HaRishon was also like the lower ones that come from the upper ones. This is the meaning of what the Creator said, "Let us make man," meaning He extended Mochin to those lower ones who come from the side of the upper ones, which are the lower ones who carry the Masach Dechirik, which are fit to decide between the two lines in the ones above them. They elicit Mochin in the upper ones and are rewarded with them too. The meaning of that name, which is Ma in Gematria, is as the number Adam. The meaning of the middle line, which carries the Masach Dechirik from the name Ma, who decides in the upper ones and draws from them to himself as well, is that by the entire wholeness in the soul of Adam HaRishon came out and was emanated. Adam is from the upper concealment, containing within him the two lines from the upper ones, from Yeshut, right and left, who were concealed prior to the decision of the third line. Also, Adam is the letters, including within him the middle line, who is considered all the lower ones, which are called letters, since the upper ones are regarded as Tamim Nekudot, and the lower ones as Otiyot, letters. Thus the man, Adam, includes within him all that is above and all that is below. The three letters are Aleph, Dalet, Mem, Adam. The Aleph in the name Adam points upward to Upper Abba Ve'ima, from whom extends the right line, Mi. The blocked mem, or final mem, in the name Adam is the mem in the verse to the increase of the government, where although this mem in marbe, increasing, is in the middle of the word, it is traditionally written with a final blocked mem as at the end of the word. It implies Yeshut, from whom the left line Ele extends. The bottom Dalet in the name Adam is concealed in the west. That Dalet is included in the Nukva from Chazed Zeranpin and below, which is called west. It implies the Masach Techirik, which the Nukva called west carries. Through it, the level of Chasadim comes out, becoming the middle line, and deciding between right, the Aleph of Adam, and left, the Mem of Adam. This is the whole of the Mochin above and below, since by these three ways, the Mochin in Yeshut and Zon come out. They also come out in the soul of Adam HaRishon, after they were established above in Zon through the subduing of the Masach of Adam. They were also established below in Adam himself, since the lower one is rewarded with all the measure of illumination that it causes above. The letters Aleph, Dalet, Mem, disclosed in Zon, new Mochin de Chabad, when they descended to the soul of Adam HaRishon, they are all as one in their wholeness, in the decision of the middle line, and in their hitkalelut, in their integration with one another. Thus man, Adam, is in male and in female. The chasadim in the soul are regarded as male, and the gvurot as female. The female was attached to his side until he cast sleep on him, and he slept, and he was laid in the place of the temple below. The Creator sowed him, meaning separated the female from the male, and fixed her as the bride is fixed. And he brought her to him, and it is written, and he took one of his ribs. He took one because he had two ribs, and he took one of them. The rib that he did not take is the first Lilith, who was Adam HaRishon's first wife, and who has been removed from him. Lilith was not helpmate against him, as it is written, and for the Adam, the man, he did not find the helpmate against him, since she was an evil klipa, and he did not trust her. She was with him until that time, as it is written, it is not good for the man to be alone. I shall make him a helpmate against him. For then she was removed from him. Adam was the last of the creations. Hence, a whole man had to come to the world. This is why Lilith was removed from him, and Hava, Eve, was given to him in her stead.
The main thing for us is constantly to hold ourselves in chibur, in connection. To constantly think, am I longing for one kli, one vessel? Because there is where I can discover that same light called Zohar, the same power that connects us and fulfills us. Meaning, am I in the private, the personal inclination towards that general state? I need to constantly think about it. The students of Rabbi Shimon discovered that they are thrown out of it like a fire that doesn't allow them to come close to it. On the contrary, the hatred, meaning this huge force of rejection from connection, works on them. In our case, it's not that much. Who are we? We're just very little. Nevertheless, the inclination should be one of the same, towards chibur, towards connection. and constantly to understand that what I'm reading only about the manners of connection between us. How do we need to compose our heart, our puzzle? This is what the Torah is talking about. This is nothing more to it. All right? So let's continue.
Article, for he did not shower rain. Item 418. And no shrub of the field was yet in the earth, for the Lord had not showered rain upon the earth. And no shrub of the field are large trees after they were planted, but were still small. And no shrub of the field was yet does not mean that they did not exist, but that they were still small. Adam and Eve were created side by side. Why weren't they created face to face? It is because it is written, for the Lord had not showered rain upon the earth, and the Zivug Dezon was not yet as it should be. When Adam and Eve of below were established and were returned face to face, they were established as face to face above as well. First, Adam and Eve were two partzufim, because Eve was regarded as Adam's left line and was not a partzuf in and of herself, since the Zivug of Zon, who beget them, was still incomplete, as it is written, for the Lord had not showered rain upon the earth, meaning that the Zivug of Zon was still not in its place. This is so because the Lord is Zeranpin, earth is his Nukva, and Zon were not established face to face before Adam and Eve were established face to face. The reason for it is that there are two Iburim, two conceptions for each degree. In the first Ibur, he obtains Vak without a Rosh, and in the second Ibur, he obtains the Gadlut. In the first Ibur, each upper one raises its lower one to it and corrects it. But in the second Ibur, the lower one rises to its upper one by itself, by raising Man. It is so because the first Ibur occurs when the upper one obtains the first Gadlut, which is still not Panim bepanim, face to face, but in Mochem de'achoraim, which returns to it the letters Ele that fell from it. They come with its lower one, for then the lower one rises along with them, because it is attached to the letters Ele. Thus, in the first Ibur, the upper one raises the lower one. Once the lower one receives Katnut there, and wishes to receive the Mochin, it then rises for Man to the upper one by itself. By that the upper one mates and extends the second Gadlut, correcting the upper one with a Zivug Panim Bepanim, giving Mochin to the lower one. Thus, as long as the lower one did not rise from Man to the upper one to receive there the Mochin of Panim Bepanim, the upper one is in Mochin de Achoraim too. And because the lower one is the cause and the reason for the elicitation of the Mochin de Panim Bepanim in the upper one, it is considered that the lower one precedes the upper one, because the spiritual first and the next mean cause and consequence. How do we know that? We learn it from the Mishkan, the tabernacle. As it is written, the tabernacle was erected, indicating that another tabernacle was erected along with it, a tabernacle of above, which is the Nukva. The tabernacle above was not erected before the tabernacle below was erected. Here too, when it was erected below, when Adam and Eve obtained Panim Bepanim, it was erected above, meaning Zon of above obtained the Panim Bepanim. And because it was still not established above, meaning that Zon was still not established in Panim Bepanim, Adam and Eve were still not created Panim Bepanim. He proves that Zon were still not Panim Bepanim, as it is written, for the Lord God had not showered rain upon the earth. indicating that they did not have a zivug panim bepanim, because the Lord God is Ziranpin, and earth is the Nukva. For this reason the text ends, and there is no Adam, there is no man, meaning that it was not as it should be, panim bepanim, but in two parzufim. When Eve, Chava, was completed, when she was sewed off and was established with him, panim bepanim, Adam was completed. Adam was not completed prior to that because Eve is regarded as the lower one compared to Adam. Hence, she is the reason for elicitation of Adam's mochin. Thus, far the letter Samech was not written in the portion because Samech indicates the Nukva, and she was not yet included in Adam in two Patsufim. The reason why it was said thus far the letter Samech was not written in the portion, and it was not said in the Torah, is that in the previous portion there is the letter Samech, as it is written, Sovev, surrounding the whole earth. And only in this portion of Adam's creation there is no Samech until it is written, and closed, Yisgor, flesh in her stead. Although Adam HaRishon had a Nukva before Hava, Eve, was established, whose name was the first Lilit, meaning that he had a Samech before Eve, Chava, was created. But Samech means assistance, the assistance of Zon above, once they were returned to Panim bePanim. It is so because then Panim bePanim are considered that the male and female become adjacent to one another, strengthening one another. For as the Nukva is strengthened by Ziranpin with the light of Chasadim, Ziranpin is strengthened by the Nukva with the illumination of Chokhmah. It is written, adjacent forever and ever, made in truth and uprightness. Adjacent, since the male and female are adjacent to each other, panim bepanim. This explains that Lilit was not called Samech, because she did not cause assistance above, meaning Mochin de panim bepanim.
As we go through the states, we are feeling ourselves very confused. If we did a good job on the level of the emotion, suddenly we turn to the intellect, and we don't know what is written, as if things have... Where is it? We haven't been through it for a long time. And then as we learn emotionally, and once more moving to the intellect, or the other way around, it's difficult. If we haven't read the Zohar for a few days, it seems to us very weird. We'll open the study of the Ten Sefirot after hard work, after good work in unity. We wouldn't understand what is it talking about and what does it have to do with the rest, and it's as if not even the same topic what we engaged in. These are good signs that we are advancing, we are in flogginess, and as in a new degree we need once more to connect all the languages, all the expressions together. And accordingly, it accumulates in a person where he doesn't mind how the terms of separation and connection and bestowal and reception. Rather, Kabbalists are capable, and we learn from them to express it in different manners. Hence, if we are between those aspects, for the time being just falling, as we cannot be at once in all of them together, as reality, had we felt, it would be clear, it doesn't matter what language, but then it would be as a light within the clear, as reality. And as long as it doesn't exist, Hence, it is very difficult for us to be strengthened and supported by a specific clear image or manner that exchanges. So I will go by, will go away. That's all right. Well, all right, Amikam, let's do it.
Explain to us in the previous portion the law of...
What portion?
That we now read in the Zohar. Before what we now read about the law of three that come out of one, three that are included in...
Yes, there was something like that, no?
So the question is whether this really is the order of the things. What does that say about the laws here? Is there something even higher than this? It was higher than this law.
I don't know. I don't know. Why do we care about it? What for?
Because according to what is written, that is the order of the stemming down of Mochim.
What I understand about the way, the order of coming down.
So I just need to accept that?
I just need to reveal it in me, for it to discover it, for it to be revealed in me. What is there to understand intellectually if I don't know what it even it talks about? It's sufficient that a state changes me even in 1 gram. And then either I get big eyes and then seeing it and feeling it, or I'm just shutting down, and I'm confused this way or that way. What do I have to understand in my mind?
That is precisely the question.
There's no question about it. It's just a flawed. It's just prohibited. It is called wisdom in the nations. Believe that.
At least I had this question of where is this center of the group, that in the order of things...
The center of the group in its connection. And what? And now I'll begin to philosophize. It is three comes out of one, or one come out of three?
Not to a wisecrack, but to...
No, what a sentence, what some brilliant thing, what philosophy can we clothe, set on it?
No, the question is different to that. Do we get deep into this wisecracking of the order of things, or should we try to see what's behind this order of things, to try to reveal them?
What's behind the order? I don't understand what's order.
Who is behind all this order of things?
So this is precisely what I will discover once I connect to the book. But for the time being, let's move to the next part.
We're going to the next part of the list.